win in Oconto. Keep your eyes peeled for a white school bus with black paw prints on the sides.
Because if you look in the windows, you won't see children on their way to school. You'll actually see dogs of all breeds and sizes on their way to and from a private dog park.
It's called the Canine Convoy, and the owner picks up her furry customers from their homes and takes packs of more than 20 at a time to go run themselves ragged for 2 hours.
And now those dogs have amassed a loyal following on social media. Videos of the Canine Convoy have tens of millions of views across TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Take a listen as the dogs board the bus after playtime.
Good boys and girls. And yes, our typical two are in timeout. So I will go get everyone hooked in, and I will go back and get Apollo and Izzy.
That is owner Hope Melberg in action, and she joins us now for a look inside the Canine Convoy. Hope, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
This all started by you innocently wanting to get out of the house to get some exercise. How did this whole innocent plan snowball?
Yeah, I just started part-time. I went through just some things personally, mentally, emotionally kind of thing. So I was like, what better way than to get outside, get some fresh air, get some exercise. So I just started walking my own personal dogs. And then I slowly brought in like my family dogs. Zeppelin was my first official pack dog. It didn't start like a happy start. He was actually hit by a vehicle in front of my house. So I ended up finding him. Long story short, I just kind of said something to the mom like, hey, if he pulls through, he can join my pack. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. And I just started collecting more dogs along the way. really enjoyed what I was doing. It was exactly what I needed at that time.
Where do you take the dogs and what are they doing during playtime?
It's my parents' property. So I took 3 acres of the back property and created our own private dog park. So we go there. It's all fenced in. We are out there for 2 hours during the day, weather dependent. They get to do whatever they please when they're out there. Like I said, it's all fenced in. So I have tire swings. There's a bunch of different versions of balls out there for them to play with. They love to play tug of war. Some of them like to just lay around and like sunbathe. Some of them play with each other. So like, it's just like your typical like school day. Just each one has their own personality. Each one has their different thing that they want to do.
Have you noticed any transformations in these dogs, whether it's in their personality or their disposition since they've started coming?
It definitely changes them, mainly obviously for the good. It's being around other dogs, socializing with other dogs. Because in my little town, we don't have like any doggy daycare or anything like that, like the bigger cities where owners are able to go drop off their dogs to socialize. So this is a nice little outlet for people in our small community to get their dogs out and get them out and get them playing with each other and just the socializing.
That's what I'm curious about. How do the dogs create a community amongst themselves? How do they build those bonds?
It's obviously a pack. So there is a pecking order. So there's an alpha all the way down. So just like a kind of like a company is structured, you have your boss all the way down. But for the most part, they all get along. They know what I expect of them when we're out there. So they mainly are on their best behaviors. Once in a while, I'll have like the puppies who are just like over energetic and they don't want to like get back on the bus and stuff like that. But overall, they do get along very well. Just they have all that pent up energy that they need to get out. So they now know, especially the ones that have been with me for a while, they now know when the bus pulls up, like it's ready to go. Like it's playtime.
We're talking with Hope Melberg, owner of Canine Convoy in Oconto. It's a dog bus, and videos of dogs riding to and from the dog park have gone viral online. Hope, why did you decide to start making videos and posting them about these dogs and their experiences?
Mainly for my pet parents. So I started posting for them so they could see their dogs and see them interacting and see them playing. And then I did see some other buses or other like doggy daycares online posting. So I was like, I'm already taking the videos to like share with my clients. So I said, why not? So I just started sharing and we went viral on TikTok, and it's just been kind of a crazy ride ever since then. And just the joy that we bring to people, it's bringing people together in just the simplest way. It's just pretty much dogs on a bus. Like, I don't know how else to explain it, but yeah, it's just the simplicity of just the animals interacting and getting along with each other, just to kind of show us as human beings, like, yeah, it's not that hard to get along and just enjoy like the moment, enjoy the time that you have, like stuff like that.
Why do Apollo and Izzy go to timeout sometimes?
Because I call Izzy sassy, but in all honesty, she's too smart for her own good. So she knows when it's time to go home. And I guess it's kind of a compliment for me that she loves being at the park so much that she doesn't want to leave. So I just have to put them in there, just because otherwise if you've seen some of my videos, it's just chaos of me chasing around dogs. And it's just, it makes my life so much easier just putting them in there, getting them contained while the rest of them, I get hooked in, obviously, and stuff like that. So,
but they do get back on the bus just in line like kids do. I was so amazed by that.
Yeah, just routine training, pretty much the repetition. I give them a command like, okay, it's time to go home. They all know it's time to head up to the water station. They get their drinks of water. They kind of lay around for a good 5 minutes and then we're ready to load up in the bus. And the training took me a while. It was pretty much my main group that I had, like my original group that I started with when I first started. Getting them trained up was kind of a task, I should say. But once I got them situated, the rest, so anytime I bring in a new dog, they kind of just follow the pack.
Yeah.
Dogs are very pack oriented. They kind of just follow the leader and okay, this is where we're going for the day. And it's just staying in that routine, getting the repetition and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so interesting. It's as if like the pack kind of trains itself. Once they see the others doing things, they kind of fall into line.
They do. They correct each other. So a lot of questions I do get is if there's any like dog fights and stuff like that. No, nothing like severe that people are thinking, but they do correct each other when the behavior is not appropriate. So like I said, like there's senior dogs, there's younger dogs. So like a puppy will learn that, like if a dog doesn't want to play, they'll give them their command. Like if it's either a growl or a little snip, they then know like, okay, that we're not going to play with them. So yeah, the pack kind of corrects themselves. They train themselves.
Are there any fan favorite dogs online or ones that are especially popular?
The most popular one that we've had is Macaroni.
What is Macaroni like?
It's actually pretty funny because his mom even says like, he's nothing special. He's a little blue heeler mix. He is kind of a lazy couch potato at home. So yeah, just the fact that like everyone fell in love with him is just hilarious to the both of us, just because he's just kind of there. He goes because his other three brothers go. He plays a little bit. He's got obviously friends in the pack, like dog friends that he likes to play with. I think it's mainly because he's surrounded by all the big dogs in the back and he's just this tiny little thing.
Has the physical part of this changed your life?
I come home dirty, exhausted, sweaty and stuff like that. So it is a hard day. I'm averaging right now 22 to 24 dogs a day and I do this all by myself. It makes my life easier because I'm getting the exercise and I'm doing something that I enjoy. So,
and now you're surrounded by these dogs who can also pick up on things with you and they know you and they trust you. That must feel life changing.
Yeah. The biggest moment recently, unfortunately, we lost one of my dogs. So I did have two dogs. So it's been about 3 months that we lost our baby boy, Teddy.
Oh, so sorry.
I'm trying not to get emotional, but yeah. Sorry. The dogs do pick up on that. So when I was going through that, the dogs obviously helped me push through that. Going back to work was hard, obviously, because Teddy would go with me every single day. So he was on the bus with me every day. So The first couple weeks was very hard. But when I would pick up the dogs, like, they would give me unconditional love, the kisses and stuff like that. So it did help me heal. They continuously help me heal, obviously, because I'm still struggling through it. So that's why I keep going every day and I keep doing what I'm doing, because as much as I'm helping them, they are helping me in ways they couldn't even imagine.
Well, Hope, thank you for this inspiring conversation, and give our best to Dodge and Timber, your yellow labs beside you. Give them a little treat and some pets.
Oh, they will not turn down any treats. If you know a lab, they are the first to take anything from your hand.
Oh, thank you so much, and take care.
Thank you. You too.
Hope Melberg is the owner of Canine Convoy in Oconto, and she joined us for a look inside Wisconsin's viral dog bus.